Okay. Nancy's going to be with us shortly. And so I've gotten spoiled because she sets her calls up for me. So it's great to have her, but she'll be here in just a minute or two.
I'm here.
Me. Hey, welcome, Nancy.
Welcome. Thank you.
We're about to start missing you.
Well, no such luck. I'm here.
Okay. Well, I hope it's a beautiful day there. It is here for a change. We have,
oh, my gosh. It's so nice.
Well, it is here. We've been having early winter up here in North Texas, you know, going below freezing. So a little bit of a shock, but, you know, still, it's all good. At least we were not hit by some of the terrible storms that other people had to go through, and our prayers are with them. It's really so, so tough that beautiful Florida got hit again. Fortunately, it wasn't as bad this time, but still, a 1-2 punch is hard to take, and it's really, really hard on people. And their mood and their confidence and joy moving into the holiday season. So our prayers are with them for their recovery and their peace of mind and their fellowship with one another. And we've all learned that in hard times, one of the benefits is we rejoin in more fellowship with one another. And that's one of the beautiful things we do here in our community. Not that we share so many hard times, but sometimes we do, because we know we will be loved and we can trust. And we know that we will be brought closer to God. And I keep up a prayer vigil for many people during the week who do have troubles or who have requested that I be there for them through their troubles, because they don't really want to share the energy with our group. I kind of wish they would, but I do respect their boundaries, because sometimes, without intending it, we can multiply our grief or our hardship through the sympathy of others. And it's all well-meaning, and yet it doesn't exactly accomplish what we want it to accomplish. But feel assured that here we wish you nothing but transcendent blessings and happiness all the days of your life. So we are a safe community to express whatever is going on in your life. And we're going to open our community some calls. I always have a way of interjecting the messages from Yeshua and his responses to what the members of our community have to say or have to ask. So let's get started. How about that?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And we have lots of lovely folks lining up to join us. So let's open our first caller, and that would be Nancy.
Hello.
Hello, Nancy.
I've had cataract. I'll try to be quick. I've had cataract surgery, and I also have problems with my cornea, which, you know, was addressed kind of, but really wasn't. Anyway, so my vision is not perfect, but it has been interesting, to say the least. don't tell my sister, but I've been driving. I drove to work, which is only 7 miles, and the prayers have been abundant on me going to work and coming back from work. So I'm just wondering, the way that I work some prayer is to surround myself with love and the light of God so that they can see me coming and they get out of the way. And but I wonder, what is... You bring yourself above the fray and above the and above the craziness of the world and out of the world. And there are times when I think I can almost do that but I've been putting things in the way, like, oh, my eyes aren't that good, or I have a disease, or I'm not that good enough. And I've been trying to get those things out of the way so that the healing can come in, you know, mm-hmm. and right, yeah. That's so good. I've been trying.
Well, negative thoughts or doubts or lack of faith will take you down every time. So, yeah. But it's good, you know. It's good, you know, to reach for that. That's an important step. You most people don't even get that far, Nancy. But that you know, that's it. Now just relax into that. And yeah, the first thing you said is great. That you just surround yourself with love and your connection to God. And that's really all you need, because actually that's what faith is. Faith and belief are two very different things. And this is an important distinction, very important message that everyone needs to hear. Belief is pretty much like an affirmation, except belief can be anything. Sometimes you can believe you're not good enough. Affirmations are not going to go there. Affirmations are going to be positive. But they're very similar in the sense that you see it and you see it done. In other words, you're envisioning a goal. Faith is not even seeing a goal. It's seeing your union with God so that God sees the goal. That's the importance between faith and belief. You see, actually, our beliefs can be wrong. We can believe, I could believe there's not going to be a freeze until winter comes. Well, okay, I'm wrong now. You know.
Oh, well,
yes, I could believe in a lot of things that then, as humans, we get a wrong kind of self-assurance tied up in our beliefs. And sometimes we can get our insecurity tied up in our belief, like, well, I know other people can do this, but I don't think I can. And we think that's mm-hmm. humility, but it's not. Humility is, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but with God's help, I will. That's humility. Self-deprecation is not humility. It is just exactly what I said. It's self-deprecation. And it's not going to get you anywhere. It'll keep you in the mud. Spinning your wheels. Okay, so that's a good thing to throw in the garbage. But humility is a good thing to have. It lives right next door to faith.
I think it's selfish to ask for myself. But that's a silly thing, right?
What? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Selfishness. So if I ask something for myself, it's selfish. That's something to get rid of. Right?
Yeah, where did you get that idea?
Mom.
Oh dear. Okay. Well, maybe
I love her.
Maybe you can teach your mom a better way. The thing is,
she's being taught.
You have to be strong in order to help others.
Right. Okay. Well,
how many times?
Ask for blessings for my eyes and for the health and welfare of my friends and family.
Amen. Yes. And that's the way to go. Okay? I can't tell you how many times before I walked into a blessing call, I asked for God's presence with me and the strength to do it properly and with appreciation and respect and sacredness. And I'm asking for myself, you know, because I have to be strong in order to do the work that helps other people. It's just like what the stewardess says on an airline, you know, if there's an emergency, help yourself first. Put the mask on yourself and then on your child. Our tendency is to put it on the child first and not on ourselves. And that's a misunderstanding. You've got to help yourself to be strong enough to help others and to be worthy of the fact that other people depend on you. Just think, I'm going to give everybody this thought. I want you to just take a deep breath and a silent moment and think about how many people depend. on you.
Oh, you have the pushing I feel right now from my guides. Oh, yes. Well, thank you.
Yes. Yes, for all of us. Think, how many people depend on you? In a way, it's a scary thought, but it also drives home the importance of asking for God's help for yourself, for your strength, your health, your good attitude, your faith, your cheer, your brightness, your hope, and your ability to know how to support others. Yeah, that's a big prayer for others.
Thank you.
What you're here for. That's what you're here for, to be in service to one another. And you draw your strength from God. And that strength comes from your love of God. Those are the two commandments, the only two commandments he actually gave us. You know, the others came from God through Moses, but the only two he gave us was to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. See, we draw our strength from that. And then through that strength, we love one another. And for Yeshua, love wasn't just affection. Love was service. It's actually being here in the spirit of benefit for one another. That doesn't mean you have to go out and mow their lawn and be of service in that way, or bake cookies for them and be in service for that way, or go and help the sick. Those are lovely things to do if you're qualified for it. But to be in the spirit of benefit for others, which could be as simple as a smile in the grocery store, if you do it with the intent of being there to cheer up the place, being there to brighten up the environment, be there to be available for what someone might need, whatever it might be. That's being of service. And there's not a single one of us that cannot be of service. You could be a quadriplegic in a wheelchair and be of service. And actually, some of the ones I have known have been greater servants than people who are well-fitted, wealthy, and actually pretty selfish. To be of service to one another is what love really looks like. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Glenda. That was so fabulous. Let's see, we've got, it was so good. Exactly what we all need to hear every day. Let's see, Eva, welcome.
Hi there. I have a friend, Wes, and he has had a heart problem and was in the hospital for quite a while, and they discovered that his stents which he had in were... I'm not sure what they called it, but they got hardened up again, and it was something they couldn't really correct unless he gets a certain kind of an operation, which is pretty risky, especially for him, because he's very compromised in his heart. But they are hoping that maybe he can get strong enough through some therapy that would make it less risky for him, and he's willing to try to do that. So I would just like prayers and blessings for him. And, of course, I don't know when that's going to happen. It'll probably be a little while, but at least if we can give him some prayers and blessings and a boost to strengthen his heart and possibly get him back to a better situation for him.
What's his name? His name is Wes?
Wesley. Yeah.
Wesley. Okay. Okay, good. All right. He's on my list and in my prayers.
And, you know, I will tell you also, since I was just talking to him, he was listening to the call at one point, and it was really helpful for him. There was somebody that was asking a question, and it was a little involved, at the time, which you couldn't go through all the whole thing about it. But he said it was, there were things that were said that were helpful for him. And I thought that would be encouraging to know that there's people that you don't hear or know about, but they're there and they're being helped.
I know.
So that's a good thing.
I do know that, Eva. But thanks for reminding everybody, because you don't have to speak up to receive a blessing. You don't have to say anything to listen and be blessed. And the other thing you brought up, Eva, which is very important, and that is that miracles have a process to them also. You know, so often we think that a miracle is a sudden change of reality, a sudden change of potential or revelation. But just like life, all of life, there's often a process to how it comes about and unfolds. Because in order to bring a miracle about, sometimes it requires the whole universe to line up in a different way to make the sudden revelation of a miracle possible. And I think one of the reasons we don't want to embrace that is because we don't like to think we're important enough that the whole universe could move around to help us. But it is true. The whole universe could move around to bring you everything you need, everything you truly want in your heart, everything your soul and your spirit have called forth, because you really are that important. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't take time, because especially in our material universe, there's this thing called quantification. And what that means is that everything is numbered. You know, even in the Bible, Yeshua says, all the hairs on your head are numbered. All the days of your life are numbered. Everything is numbered. The number of leaves on a tree are numbered. The seasons are numbered. Everything is quantified by a weight, a measurement, a density. And that numerical factor is what makes for the quantities and the quantification of our universe, right down to the simplest particle. But now there's another dimension to our universe, and that is the quantum dimension, which knows no numbers. It knows no time. It knows no space. And that is where the angels and our Heavenly Father and Yeshua and those who've been elevated to become saints, that's where they live. That's where they observe existence, and they do whatever they can to intercept the flow of numbers, to intercept the flow of time, to speed things up, to at times make things sudden. And this is where your faith connects with that. Because your faith does not exist in time or space. Your faith is planted in God. And that's where it differs from belief. Because your belief, it takes into account, if I work out every day at the gym, I'll strengthen these muscles. Or if I work out at the therapy clinic, I will relieve this pain in my back. You see, there's quantification there. Numbers of time actually exercising or applying therapy to those muscles or joints or whatever you're working on, metabolism, you'll get results. So we're working in a combined universe of quantification and quantum potential that has no time and space. And both of these components are part of the results we seek. So don't forget that sometimes we have to work with the process, because that's the other side of the equation. In faith and in prayer and in union with God, we are open to the potential of sudden and immediate resolution of a problem. And often it happens exactly that way. So both of these possibilities are at work in our life. Okay. That's, by the way, something that is taught in depth to our blessing givers, and they understand that. You know, when we do our blessing seminars, we really go over the two potentials of the universe and how they interact and how they work together to really bring the brighter and better results that we can make available to each other. And I also just want to add that every time you smile, you bring the quantum universe in to play. Every time you laugh, you bring the quantum universe, because you're disagreeing with common reality when you laugh. You know, it's like you see it either as silly or improbable or just ironic or easily dispensed with. You just have a good laugh and the problem is gone. So laughter, cheer, hope, faith, all of these things just can just dismiss the clouds and the thunder and the lightning. It's really important that you do that. So thanks, Eva, for stimulating my response, and we will remember your friend and help him through these times of positive development for him.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And then,
you're welcome.
That's something I need to remember as well, and I'm trying to remember it.
Oh, don't we all?
I always want to see miracle now. And
right.
Miracle.
Of
miracle
course.
Was now. And then when it didn't come,
yeah.
It was like, oh boy. You know,
then you think
wrong.
Like your prayer isn't answered. Well, look around you and notice how many things may be changing in adaptation to you. Adaptation is really the law of survival inside the quantum dimension of the quantifiable dimension of the universe. This is what Darwin pointed out, is that evolution in, and that is in the quantifiable dimension of life and universe, it comes about through adaptation. Survival is adaptation. So look around at how many things are adapting to your need. And that adaptation will produce a result that opens the window for then a very sudden change. I've told this many times before, and I will telescope it into no more than a minute. I had, when I moved here back in the winter, I had a very, very serious spinal pain. At times it was a 10 on a scale of 1 to 9. I mean, screaming, I couldn't even measure it. Like I had been struck by a bolt of lightning. Okay. And I went through all of that during the days I was moving and settling in here. Found a great doctor, and he said, no, we're not going to intervene with that. We're going to get you on therapy, because we've got to develop this into something where we know what we're working with. See, I was hoping for intervention. I would have taken a medical intervention. I would have taken any kind of intervention. Of course, my first prayer was to God. I would have taken that first of all. But no, I had a great doctor, and he said, we're not doing that because we could damage you. And it's not going to do that. We're going to get you into therapy. And I worked through three different types of therapy. And I thought, okay, I'm going to just learn to. I was the one that said the word adapt. I said, okay, I'm going to accept it. I'm going to adapt to this. I'm going to get myself. There are very seriously injured people in the world who do great things because they accepted adaptation. All right, I'm going to be humble. I'm not going to be arrogant about this. Maybe it's not my time. I'm going to adapt, because I want to produce a seminar. It's time we had a blessing seminar. We've been too long without it. Yeshua appeared and he said, yes, we want a blessing seminar. So there he intervened. And I got it all set up. But as I was setting it up, it was hard on me. And I really wondered how I was going to stand on my feet for all of those hours and do it. He appeared again and he says, don't worry. It's going to all work and you will be fine. I got up the next morning. I had no pain in my back. It never came back again. And I was a little bit leery. I was a little bit like Thomas, you know, doubting Thomas. I had to test this because I wasn't going to trust that I wasn't going to turn on that level of pain again. So I just kind of did a little dance with my hands and wiggled a little bit with my hips and got up and walked a little bit. And then before the night was over, I was dancing. And I thought, oh, Lord, thank you so much. Thank you, God. We're going to do this. So see, the intervention came at the time it was ready. And I think part of it that brought it about was my willingness to surrender. You know, sometimes we get pretty superior, or we can. At least I'll speak for myself. I'm not going to speak for you. I can get kind of superior thinking, well, I need a miracle right now. I've got important work to do. And then I'm forced to think of all the people in the world who do really important work, even though it's grindingly hard for them, and they're in pain, and they sacrifice, and they give their best, and they give their all, and they still do it. So I think I needed to be put in that place, and then Yeshua came in, and he said, and you know, when I think through the Bible, through the gospel, when he, all the people he created sudden miracles for were in a really humble state to receive them. Whether it was a little girl, whether it was the blind man who was the cripple on the street, and the people who came for him, to him, demanding or requesting a blessing, he just turned away. He turned away. And one of them who came and requested, he said, go and ask your brother for forgiveness. In other words, he brought him down to where he really needed to be in order to receive the blessing. So it's a process. And if we ignore the process, we will be less empowered by the process. You've got to engage with the process. And yes, there is that special, that heavenly dimension of the universe, the quantum universe, where all things are possible without considerations of time, space, or waiting. But we are not supposed to exempt the lessons we need to learn in progressing toward our miracles. And some people receive their miracles on their deathbed. And these are recorded. I'm sorry to say it like that, but it's true, my friends. It is true. But these people go to heaven. Just like the thief on the cross with Yeshua. He looked at Yeshua and he said, I see you for who you really are. And Yeshua said, and you will be with me today in paradise. Is there any greater miracle than that? Really? Really? So you got to realize that we're here working together to make life better for one another, to be in service to one another with faith and hope and understanding. And you know, it really helps when you come on the phone and you tell about blessings you've received. Mm-hmm. That builds courage and faith. You know, the word encouragement is based on courage. Sometimes the hardest thing in life is to have faith and to have confidence in yourself. It takes a lot of encouragement to be there. So we bring that to you every Sunday. Every Sunday. Because we want the best for you. Okay. Nancy, we're going to take another call.
Yes, and thank you, Eva. And you do sound stronger, and thank you so much for calling. Let's see. We have Caroline. Welcome.
Hi, I am so happy to tell you that I'm here with Tina, whom I met at your wonderful blessing ceremony, and we are so grateful for what we learned there.
Hi. Oh, wonderful. Hey, that is great. Hello, Tina.
Hi. So she's come all the way from San Diego to see me in Hawaii, and we're going to have fun doing the blessing together, being blessing givers. And my ask for a blessing is that that we both get nicely into the quantum field, and that we can help people, and that we really start to feel in our bones, in our hearts, what Jeshua is all about. So that's the blessing that I have.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm with that. Mm. And I also would ask for continued blessing for my daughter Sarah and her father and the family. Yeah.
So, okay.
Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. You've got it. And we love you. So
yeah, we're very, very grateful. I've had so much. It was a game changer coming to the event. Yeah,
so happy to do that together today. And we already got snorkeling this morning and had a nice breakfast. And now it's such a pleasure to do it.
To be on the Sunday call. Oh. So that's it. Lots of love to everybody. And thank you.
You are so welcome, and thank you just for being there and extending this wonderful energy to us. Enjoy.
And I know what you mean, Carolyn, to be together with Tina to do it today, because Gary and I get to hold that space and let Yeshua come through us through the blessing. And it's really powerful when you're together with someone you love. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And have a wonderful rest of your day.
Love everyone.
Okay, we love you too. Okay, we have Elizabeth. Elizabeth's line is open, Glenda.
Hello,
Hi, Elizabeth. Glenda. Hi, Glenda. I just have two quick little blessings. I've had migraine headaches since I was 7 years old, and they've come and gone throughout my life. And they're back again, not as strong as they used to be, but I really believe they're here to teach me a lesson. And I just ask for Yeshua's help in opening my mind and my consciousness and my understanding about what it is that keeps them showing up in my life, and what it's got to be, I believe, something I need to let go of, release from my life that's no longer important to me. And I would just ask for clarification that Yeshua could just help me in the quiet moments when I sit and meditate to just show me what it is, because I'd really love to just release this now in my life. I feel it's time for them to go away. Don't need them anymore. So I'm just asking for a blessing for my understanding on my human level, you know, and my silly mind and all the things we think. My faith is very strong, and I just know it's time. Today feels very much the time to ask for this blessing, because I don't need it in my life anymore, and it will help me to be of better service if I don't have these silly migraines.
You know, I totally understand, Elizabeth. I have been doing that almost every day for the last few months, where I just pray for understanding. There's something about understanding that connects us with situations deeper than anything else. And we can penetrate the complexity of the situation. Without understanding, what we're doing is we're looking at the complexity of it instead of penetrating it to its core, where we can disperse the infrastructure of whatever brought it into existence.
Yes. Yes. Mm. Indeed. And that's what I would like.
And I get just revelations, and it's like my whole life changes when I get those revelations. The revelations, the prayers happen every day. The revelations don't happen every day, but they happen frequently. Really, really frequently, because, and that's the thing I like about praying for understanding, is it doesn't require permission of the quantifiable, the material universe. Okay. So we don't confuse our language. I'll just use the term material. It doesn't require permission for the material universe. Understanding comes from the higher universe. And so it's easier to get the many other things he prays for. And so praying for understanding is always, always a good prayer.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that in, Elizabeth, you know?
Oh, well, yes, it's understanding is so important of what's going on. So, and I just also like to express my gratitude for all the blessings that I've been praying for my sister this year. She's had a lot of things with a broken leg, and it's just this last little thing. It's not little for her. Her two dogs, Rocky and Bailey, will have to be put to sleep soon. The time is coming, and I just ask for blessings for the two dogs and my sister Virginia, for them to know when the time is right, and for these dogs to go with ease and grace, and for my sister to just not be too devastated by the loss and just appreciate the beauty of their life that she's had. She runs an animal rescue, and she's given these dogs a beautiful life, and now it's time for them to move on, and I just ask that be blessed whenever the time is right, however it happens, in perfect spiritual, for my sister's highest understanding and growth, and for the dogs. If you could just put Rocky and Bailey and Virginia on the list as well. And thank you. So much good has happened to her this year with these blessings. I can't begin to thank you all on the call, and Glenda and Yeshua, just thank you for helping my sister so much. It's been miraculous. So thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. And you bless me with your faith and your joy and your appreciation for all that God has given you.
My faith has got so much stronger, and it's these calls on Sunday are just so important to me, and I can't tell you, and it's just helped me so much, so much, so much. I feel every time I'm on it, my consciousness expands, my heart expands, my understanding of the universe and what Yeshua was here to teach us, and all of it, the quantum field, these little Sunday calls are the best thing ever. So thank you.
That makes me feel just all tickly inside. And like I'm laughing, and I just enjoy everything you're saying so much, so much. Thank you, Elizabeth. And, you know, I should actually add a little tweak that will bring even higher perception, I think, to what I was saying about to pray for understanding. Well, we are living in a very complex and complicated world right now. There's no question about that. And there's no way we're going to understand all of it. You know, we're not. But what we can do, what we can gain, is understanding of our place in it. How we are part of it. How we can be of service in it. How we can allow or disallow influences that are either appropriate or inappropriate for our life, to gain understanding of our relationship to the world, our relationship to each other, how we can assist. Sometimes we can't assist, and we just need to let it be, let it percolate. But understanding. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to, it's like Elizabeth, it sounds like when your challenges, it's like you sort of receive them like a gift of the Spirit where you, and when you say, you know, you want understanding, it's just so beautiful because it's taking you out of the victim thought and the thought of, you know, there's something for me to learn and know, and that's good. And I thank you for reminding me of that. You know,
well, I think everything that comes to us, Nancy, everything that comes to us is a learning opportunity that shows up in our lives. How do we think about this? How are we going to deal with it? We can go in, oh, poor me, and oh, why is this happening? But it's coming for a reason, to show you something, I believe. I think.
It all is. And I didn't really think you needed that little extra message that I added. It's just you inspired me to strengthen the message for everyone else, because what you and I are talking about is not having to understand what's going on in the political world, the economic world, the material world. We don't have to understand everything out there. We have to understand ourselves in relation to it.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Exactly. And you do know that. But, you know, when the suggestion is made to pray for understanding, we're not necessarily praying for understanding the material structure of the world better. We're praying for understanding of our place in the world.
Exactly.
And
big
our
service. Really good.
Yeah.
Well,
thank
I don't
you,
think
Glenda.
We'll solve the problems of the world, Glenda, until we do that thing which you're talking about. That's pulling
well,
ourselves
it's the first step. It's the first step, because without that, you can't do anything. You know?
That, so good. Yeah. And it's exponential, as this community proves, you know? It really is. And so this is good news, you know? This is really good news.
It's really good news. It really is good news. And, you know, understanding of our place in the world is our access point. And everybody has been given an access point. If you work from your access point, you're going to have exponential results. If you try to work outside your access point, you're going to have frustration. It's really simple as that. So by having understanding of your access point, that's what makes a difference in your life. Okay.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Glenda. Thank you, Nancy. God bless you both.
Have a great week. Okay, let's see, Glenda. We have another Nancy.
Hello, Glenda. Hi.
Yeah. Oh, we are blessed with Nancy today.
Well, Nancy's calling to ask a blessing for herself, as it turns out. I had chickenpox as a child. I got shingles vaccination. And last Tuesday, I was diagnosed with shingles. Now, I don't have...
No, don't go there.
I actually don't have a horrible case. I have just a small little patch of shingles on the right side of my neck. And I had pain for a couple of days, but I got to the doctor really fast. I've been taking medication, and I've been saying prayers and meditating and working on it. But I'm still in bed. I'm still not bouncing around doing what I need to be doing, and I thought I would ask everybody to remember me in the blessing to kind of help out with this. But I've been working on it and asking that the virus be transmuted back into God's wonderful adamantine potential. So I've been doing that, and I've been, I guess it's a prayer of gratitude. I've been thanking God that I am blessed with a physical body that is a perfect manifestation of God's divine will for me. I am. So I'm working on it, but I sure would love it if everybody, you and everybody on the call, could help me do a little bit of that work too.
Yes, ma'am. We would be honored to do that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet.
You are so welcome and such a blessing to all of us. You deserve it with all your heart.
Oh, well, thank you. I have to remind myself I do live in a cause and effect world. So.
Well, yeah, and the other thing about
exactly.
Well, you know, Nancy, I'm not applying this directly to you, but your situation stimulated this thought, and I'm not sure where it came from, probably from Yeshua, and that is that anything we resist will then also resist us in return. And,
yeah. It's true.
And I think that's one of the things that turned the equation around for me with the pain in my spine, is that I decided to stop resisting it. I would just adapt. Right away, things started becoming better. And I've noticed, through the years of offering this blessing, I have noticed so many vibrations and wavelengths that are conveyed, and many levels on which love is offered to relieve different situations. But the common denominator I have noticed through it all is it relieves resistance.
Yes.
The blessings relieve resistance because there is no resistance in the quantum universe. No resistance at all.
That's right. When you have a storm, you have to love it.
Yeah, I get through that.
Love it and say, yes, but you don't belong in my body. Like the rattlesnakes in someone's backyard. They belong in the
sector. Amen. Amen. There's a place for everything.
That's right.
There is a place for everything in this great, beautiful, and amazing universe.
Yeah.
Well, blessings to you, Nancy.
Well, thank you so much. That's really all I had. I don't want to take up everybody's time, but I so appreciate your help with this.
Oh, we'll give it our best.
Thank you. Yeah. That's
thank
all
you.
I'll need. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Iman, welcome. Your line is open now.
Hello, I hope the background noise is not too much. Glenda, I just want to send my love to everyone, and I just want to say that I'm in Canada right now. Caroline called in earlier. She doesn't know I'm supposed to meet up with her. Caroline, if you hear me, in Maui. But I actually took a trip to visit my family in Canada. So I ask for blessing for my parents, my brothers and sisters, that everyone is well and healthy and happy. It's just, I thank God for the blessings that I am here with my family after all this COVID time. So it's been about 6 years since I've been here, and I feel very blessed. I thank Master Joshua. I thank everyone, and I just want to send love and blessings to everyone.
Okay. Well, we'll take it. We'll take all the love and all the blessings you've got to offer.
Yeah.
And
then I'm sharing the Christ scent with everyone, my family also, so I just want to let you know that, and telling everyone how precious this Christ scent is. Yeah, so thank you with all my heart.
It is. Okay. Well, blessings to you always. Always. And
thank you
for letting us know and hear from you.
Thank you.
And
I ask a blessing for my parents and my family.
Okay.
Pardon me?
We've got them down, for sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I can't wait to get back to Maui, though, because it's freezing here.
Yeah, I know.
Freezing. All right. I love you. Thank you.
Love you,
aloha.
Too. Safe travels home.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. We have Francesca. Welcome. So good that you're here today.
Hi, Nancy. How you doing? Hi, Glenda. Hi, everyone. I've been here every single week. I've just been quietly listening, and I just feel as though these calls have just been jam-packed with wisdom and things for me to contemplate and to enact in my life, and I've been so incredibly grateful, and I just love the thing today about you know, praying for understanding, you know, and I feel like I'm not sure if it was last week, the week before, I benefited so much from hearing about, you know, if things aren't working right or you're not hearing answers to your prayers, that maybe you're not in alignment with, you know, God's will for you. And, you know, that was such a powerful thing, you know, that just shifted what I've been praying for, you know, to just know what God's will for me is. So I just feel right. as if I have been very blessed. So I just ask for another blessing for myself, and I want to say thank you, because I feel like I have gained so much in being here every week, even though I haven't spoken.
Just you're speaking with God by just being here, and that's what matters. Thank you so much, Francesca, and we love you, and we hold you in our hearts with many blessings.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you.
I think you put a voice, Francesca, to what a lot of us feel. So many wonderful messages come through that really help transform us. So, you know, you spoke
you.
For all of us, really.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love you all, too. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay, Glenda, we have Susan. Susan, you're here.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Susan.
I had my little surgery on my head, and actually it wasn't surgery. It was the scraping, but when you took a look at it, I said, boy, that's a whole lot you took off. But in the meantime, I was so concerned that, you know, it would show through my scalp, and really it didn't. And I guess with all the one good thing about this happening is that I started to use, I don't know if I'm pronouncing Copaiba, you know, I started to use that. What is it?
Well, if you want to pronounce it correctly, it's Copaiba.
Yeah.
But if you want to do the English pronunciation, it's just Copaiba.
Oh, so okay. Well, Copaiba, I've been using it, and the good thing about this happening is I've been using stuff on my around my crown chakra, and I noticed that everything looks better. So there was kind of like a blessing for this happening, and even though I had it, you can't see it when I walked out and combed my hair. You couldn't see it, and I said to him, "Please go easy on this." So, you know, that really worked out, and I'm very grateful. And for, you know, concentrating with oils on my head as a result of, you know, having this business to have to take care of in the last month or whatever. So I'm grateful for that. And as far as there was a Nancy, I know there are a number of Nancys that I'll certainly put, makes it easier that there are a few Nancys to put prayers on when we do our that's great. It was one gal, I think her name was Nancy, who had the issue with her eyes. And, oh, my God, I spent 8 months with, like, being virtually blind in one eye because I needed a partial corneal transplant. And, man, I mean, to get from A to B wasn't easy. And I put the whole thing in the hands of God, you know, and blessed each time I came home and came home safely. I was, you know, grateful. And every time I get in the car these days, it's wow. I mean, I'm not seeing great at night, but that's common for a lot of people. But I see well during the day, and I think that's a miracle considering I spent near a year with like no vision in one eye. So, and I did have this, you know, I had cataract surgery, and I had in one eye the surgery for the cornea. So, I mean, it all turned out well, and my prayers for her that it will all turn out well, and just constantly being grateful, you know, that, I mean, for me, there was a donor, so there isn't a day go by that I don't bless the donor and his family and thank every day that I was given this from this individual and the doctors, certainly. But, I mean, since that day, it was a January 27th, 2 years ago, I don't skip that morning where I start my morning with that gratitude for that, plus to follow the divine plan for the day. So, and understanding for lots of things. But sometimes when I'm going through a difficult thing with somebody, and I wanted to be free of an attachment, and went immediately as soon as I said that, I could feel a pull like you wouldn't believe, and I went, oh. So I'm not sure how I deal with, you know, going forward. My concern with some of the non-physical is that I'm concerned about my, being concerned about being restored to truth and being an illusion. I have a feeling that I spent, you know, time in illusion, and this is my concern. Maybe it's an issue of trusting myself more that, you know, so whatever, for whatever I'm dealing with, bless you all.
Well, we bless you too, and hold the best for you. And actually, your experience is a great illustration for Nancy to see, because, you know, you just perfectly illustrated that with faith, with devotion and confidence, we hold in place that exceptional process that will bring the miracle about. Mm-hmm. It sometimes doesn't happen instantly because it has to integrate with the material side of the universe. And the material side of the universe is sometimes frustratingly slow, but we can get there if we hold true to our goals, we hold true to our faith, and our faith will accelerate it. We'll accelerate the process and make it perfect and complete eventually. And your experience was an excellent example of that.
And you can't beat gratitude because, you know, remember Yeshua said, to strengthen the powers of the heart, you know, watch the sunrise and the sunset, practice forgiveness. But gratitude and appreciation were really big on strengthening the heart.
Right.
And that's
right.
So good.
Right. It's always good when I hear somebody that's going through something similar to be able to share. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to do that. And certainly my prayers will be with her as we do our blessing, along with everybody else who's been asking. You know, the prayer of a situation survivor is a stronger prayer than all the others because you have empathy.
Mm.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, actually,
wonderful.
You know, let's put this on a really big level and just say that the life of Yeshua created not just the love of God that's already here, but he lived in such a way to create complete and perfect empathy with us for all that we go through. Whatever you can suffer, he suffered. Whatever you can go through, he went through. So not only is his love perfect, but his empathy is perfect.
Mm.
And his prayers are perfect. Well, thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
We love you. Good to hear that
you're
doing really well and in such good spirits. I just love hearing you like that.
Ah, thanks. Thanks.
Yep.
Love hearing from all of you.
Oh, great. Well, it looks like you are our last caller today.
I would like to just add a quick blessing, Glenda, if that's okay, just for all of our families. Just for all of our families. And then there's a lot of people on the call that didn't speak, and I know they probably have something in their heart. So just those unseen and unspoken things, just a blessing for all of those things that we need some help with. So.
Nancy, you're so sweet to think of that. I really, really love that. And I also want to ask a blessing for Stormy. You know, we have not heard from Stormy for a few weeks, and he is a very loyal attendee. So it makes me a little concerned that maybe he's having some life challenges right now. And I wouldn't know what they are because he's such a strong person and he lives in higher places, but still, his heart can break. And I just want to offer blessings for Stormy because we miss him and we love him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. Absolutely. Thank you, Glenda.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, everybody, we are here where it's time for the blessing now. And you know what? We did great. We made it at 4:01. Awesome. So we are teaming it, guys.
Yay.
Teaming it and beaming it up. And thank you, Nancy, for your help and your contributions and facilitation. You make such a difference for this call. So,
oh, thank you, Glenda.
Yeah, and Gary, I know you're there too, nudging her on and saying, yeah, baby, go.
Thank you so much. I love it.
He's right here.
I feel it. I feel it, guys. I feel all of you. And the ones of you who don't speak, I feel your spirit. And we're here with you. So, well, I think we had a few more callers on the line, but maybe their blessings were covered by what the rest of you had to say. And many times that does happen. Many times, many, many times. So let's get started. Find your sweet spot. Just settle into your chair, your bed, your recliner. Probably not the grass outside on a day like this, but hey, you guys in Hawaii, who knows what luxury you have. Maybe looking at the ocean, sitting in seagrass. Bless your hearts and souls. Bring that spirit to us. You want it. Okay. And just relax now. Extend your arms and your legs and wave them around to relieve all of the tension that could be in that you might have built up. Coming to a blessing seminar is not a tense situation. Okay. But we do bring into it the tensions from our life. And so we just want to release that. And it's so that energy can flow beautifully through your body. It's going to flow from the quantum field, the heavenly field, and that which is above the knowable material universe in which we live. That will flow through your crown chakra, into your body, down through your body into the earth. And the earth will respond with her blessing back of energy, back up through your body, and then through the whole material field and out into the quantum field. It will return again and again, all during the blessing. And the blessing givers, we just help facilitate this flow. And we help you be directed to it and it directed to you. The blessings all come from your Heavenly Father, from Yeshua, from the Holy Spirit, always. And from, in many ways, in many times, from the angels and the saints. They contribute. Mother Mary contributes. It just depends upon what you're calling for in your blessing. But all of the residents of the holy spaces can offer you the blessing. Those of us here on this earth, we facilitate the delivery of the blessing by being part of humanity, part of the earth, and yet open to the quantum energy that we are guiding and directing to you. So it's your prayer that will attract it. I will say my prayer to Yeshua. And when I'm finished, then you begin your prayer, because your prayer will direct the energy into your life, your body, your situation, or your understanding, whatever it is that is in the content of your prayer. So I will begin with my prayer to Yeshua, and then the blessing givers and I will join to conduct the blessing. Dear Yeshua, we send our love most of all, that you loved us so much to take on all of our cares, all of our suffering, all of our joys, all of our situations, everything that we could experience as a human being, you came to share it with us. That in turn, we may then share with you the blessings of heaven so that it works both ways. As you come to us and unite, then you carry us with you to paradise. And there we are. We ask that as we go along this road where we are walking through our situations, our predicaments, our needs, that our prayers be directed to heaven. Our prayers be directed to the one who can relieve all of this and carry us along our way to progress, to receive love, understanding, and accumulations of blessing and accumulations of benefits and accessions to life that give us the fullness of life and all that we can experience. As we experience and become stronger, we ask that we may be a blessing to others, that we may love and serve others. In that spirit, in that same spirit now, we ask you to feed the hungry. We ask you to be with the lonely. We ask that you be with those who are distraught in conflict and concerned about the very nature of life and whether it's even worth living. Restore their hope. Restore their engagement with life. And we know we don't have to ask you to do this because you're there, but we ask on their behalf. For as it is said in the scripture and in your words, ask and you shall receive. So we ask for them, for they may not know to ask, but we know to ask. And so we ask for the hungry. We ask for the children. We ask for those who feel abandoned. We ask for those who are confused, that we may be the prayer they have needed. We may be the connection they have been looking for. And their life may join in a greater measure with God's Heavenly Father, with love, and with the Holy Spirit. Now we ask these things in your precious name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me, please, that we may be a facilitator for these blessings that are being delivered even now. And the rest of you, begin your prayers.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. And now it's for you to continue receiving. It begins by resting. Be quiet. Lie down for at least 7 minutes. And in those 7 minutes, do not think. Don't even continue your prayer because your mind might be involved. You don't want your mind involved in anything in the next 7 minutes. Just be there. Be a blank slate upon which God can write the potential. You may not see it. You may not understand it at first, but it will unfold in the days to come. Bye-bye for now. My blessings to all of you. And my wishes for you to have a wonderful week and return to us so that we may be together and enjoy your company again next week.